Are you interested in checking out a performance that delves into the intricacies of why women keep competing against each other? Well, the Juliet Cycle is showing at the upcoming Sydney Fringe Festival. Emma Whitehead, the founder and artistic director of experimental company Lost Thought, is joining us now to explain what we can expect from a newest production. Emma Whitehead, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Hello, Jack. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm also very well. Glad to have you on the show this morning. The Juliet Cycle. Could you give us a bit of a rundown on the premise of the show that's being debuted here at the Sydney Fringe Festival this year?
Yeah, so it's a 45-minute interactive and durational performance where we meet variously aged Juliets to see how they interact with the world and each other.
And where did this idea of women sort of competing, maybe across generations, where did that come from and why did you want to explore it?
Well, it's interesting how you've interpreted the description of the show, because actually the word competition is not mentioned anywhere. The byline at the moment is, why do women keep effing each other up? Dost thou have an answer? And we'd say that this is more about how our elders unwittingly misguide us due to factors that affect them at the time. And then as we get older, as younger women moving into our mid to late 30s, which is what I am now, we realise that perhaps we would have appreciated different advice when we were younger from those women. And, you know, the power of retrospect is always strong, obviously, but there is something in the self-awareness of this cycle of intergenerational trauma that we're interested in. And we hope to break the cycle for a few people in the audience each night.
And what does that mean to break the cycle for an audience each night? And what kind of, you know, are you looking for or are you trying to see happen in the audience?
It doesn't need to be, you know, super dramatic, people gasping, going, oh my God, right. I just can't believe that happened. But I think just theatre is really powerful because it gives you that time and space to reflect. And the show is about reflecting. So if we get through to even one woman, and it could be an older woman, a younger woman, someone in the middle, to just take a step and think, ah, maybe that's why my mum did this, or maybe I shouldn't do that if I have a daughter or a niece, and something different coming out of that experience to what you went in with.
Right. And with the Juliet Cycle, there is a bit of audience, you know, participation, right? Encouraged to participate if they're feeling comfortable. I don't want you to obviously, you know, spoil anything how that would work, but is there any way you can sort of maybe talk a little bit about what does that kind of participation maybe, I don't know, look like, or what kind of things could you maybe expect?
So the Juliet Cycle is part of this new experimental theatre season within the Sydney Fringe Festival hosted by UNSW. So it's not a typical theatre show. You won't just be sitting there in the dark watching a load of stuff and then you clap at the end. You're very much part of the performance. And I know interactive, that word scares many people. but again, the way that we craft interactive theatre, the best interactive theatre is when we can see if you don't want to be involved and we don't include you, right? But it's all about provocations, giving people the chance to actually connect with the performers and with each other in the audience to create meaning making within the work. So in a nutshell, the Juliet Cycle is a show. It's not actually really a show either. I'd call it more a performance, right, or an experience. So it's a framework of moments and guided interactions between the Juliet and the audience. So this means that the content will in part be provided by the audience each night. So that will inherently be different each night because we'll have different people there.
That sounds really exciting and a really unique sort of experience each time, depending on, yeah, who's there and who is participating. I'm looking at the Sydney Fringe website right now, and you've got a really interesting image up the front here, the poster. Yeah. You know, you have this, the contraceptive pill, a big predominant symbol in your show. Without giving anything away, could you explain a little bit about the prevalence of the contraceptive pill in the imagery of the Juliet Cycle?
Yeah, so the show came about because of thoughts that I was starting to have in my sort of mid to late 30s. And they were based mostly on my experience of using the contraceptive pill when I was from the age of 15 and the side effects that I was having in those teenage years into my mid-20s as I questioned why my physical, mental and social well-being was allowed to be so affected by this medication from such a young age with hardly any information, you know, except for the instruction leaflet that they give you, but that was downplayed by doctors at the time. And where I was growing up in London as well, there was a huge campaign both at school and, you know, in the media kind of politically against teenage pregnancy, which actually created a legacy and a side effect in itself, which I'm not sure they really thought about, which is that if you keep getting told you're too young to have a baby, it will ruin your life. Well, I'm in my late 30s and I'm still thinking it will ruin my life because right. No one ever taught me any different. So it's all these things, these decisions that are made by other people when you're younger and how that affects you for the rest of your life. And then I began to talk to other women about this, specifically the contraceptive pill first. And I was really shocked by how many could immediately give me a whole list of side effects they suffered, but also countless anecdotes about how those side effects in turn affected relationships and potentially their futures at this really important formative time. And that's how it became such a symbol for the show. But the show isn't about the contraceptive pill. The show is about this wider kind of cycle of misinformation being shared between generations of women.
Right. And I'm guessing that the title, you know, alludes to what, Juliet from Romeo and Juliet? Could you tell us a little bit about the title? Yeah, what it means?
Only loosely.
Loosely.
So Juliet is an interesting proposition because there's a contraceptive pill called Juliet. There's a morning after pill called Juliet. Juliet pervades our kind of social consciousness of what many people think early womanhood is. She's the eternal teenager who follows the strong love her body and mind is feeling towards this boy. Although the show is not about Juliet within that narrative of Shakespeare's story, it's actually about thinking of all of us as Juliets. You know, I'm Juliet X. She might be Juliet Y. What choices we made as young people and how we can pass teachings down or up to elicit change. And the cycle part of the title is about how we're all connected and the same issues reoccur with each new generation of women.
That is a really profound, really great answer. And I'm really keen to actually go see this play. Emma, we're almost out of time, but for everyone listening in right now and who you know, got their attention, ears, you know, pricked up, when can we go see this performance? When is it showing?
So it's on for 4 nights only, from the Wednesday, the 17th of September, through to Saturday, the 20th of September. It's on at 7:30 p.m. And as it's part of this amazing experimental theatre festival, there's actually a really cool dance show with a green screen before us, and there's a stand-up comedy show after us as well. So make the evening a night of it.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Definitely going to try my best to get there and see it. Emma, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's all we've got today on the Thursday Daily Show, but thank you for joining us.
Bye.
That was Emma Whitehead, founder and artistic director of experimental company Lost Thought, talking to us about a latest production, The Juliet Cycle. Tickets are available on the Sydney Fringe Festival website. And again, The Juliet Cycle will be playing Wednesday, 17th of September, through to Saturday, the 20th of September.